But let me come back and talk about a more pleasant matter. One of the things that I tried to do was to build up more international presence for the IEEE History Center. You know, I'm an Americanist, so it would have been just fine for me to do the things we were doing, but the center, you know, IEEE is an international organization. We should be covering the international history of the field. And so I did a whole series of things over a course of time, often with help from Eric Hirsch. One of the things we did was that the IEE in the UK had a very strong archival program, but it didn't have a history program. And I was seconded to spend a month in London to work with both the volunteers and the staff of the IEE. I gave a workshop on how to do oral history, for example. I had a number of meetings with both senior staff and volunteers over how we ran our operation, how we paid for it, and so on. And I spent most of my days in the archives at the IEE with Lenore Simons, who was the director of the archives. And we talked about how we could build up collections jointly, or could do things complementary, or how we could use these collections, sort of programmatic building on the things that we had. I'm not sure how much came out of that. There was an oral history program that the IEE ran. They elected not to set up a history center, though they did consider it. It went all the way up to their top board of directors. So there's that. With the Japanese, Yuzo Takahashi is the person who really deserves mention. He was a professor at one of the universities in Tokyo who was just had incredible amounts of energy and enthusiasm for the history of electrical engineering. And he organized two visits to Japan for me. One of them was a visit to do the interviews with that Engineers as Executive project that we're talking about before. And another was to do a set of interviews with key people who had made a difference in Japan in electrical engineering of one sort or another. And I let them choose all of the people. All of those interviews reside in the IEEE History Center's collection now. And it's really among the few things we have on Japanese electrical engineering history in a way. I must tell you that I never worked so hard in my life while I was in Japan. A typical day would start by them picking me up at 7:30. We would go and try to do at least two interviews during the day on two different locations. There was getting to know one another, so there was sort of social events before you do the interviewing. Then there'd always be a social event in the evening. And then at the end of the day, as they dropped me off at typically 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night, they'd hand me a stack of things and said, "This is your prep material for tomorrow." And so I'd be up until 1 o'clock reading this, and then they pick me up at 7:30 the next morning. This went on for 2 weeks. But it was, you know, it was exciting, but it was tiring too. I thought we built really good ties between the center and the Japanese during that period. I really haven't followed what's gone on since then. The third place that I made real efforts to build ties was with Germany. And there I used not the IEEE but my own personal context, I knew that a lot of the history of technology in Germany was associated with the Deutsches Museum in Munich. There's a research and teaching center that is located on the premises of the Deutsches Museum that's run jointly by the University of Munich, the Technical University of Munich, and the Deutsches Museum. And it had a staff of really top quality international historians of science and technology. So we did several projects with them. We ran conferences there. We did some interviews with them. They did the German part of the engineers as executives. We did a project on radar and microwave history. That was the book that resulted from it was a joint publication of the IEEE and the Deutsches Museum. One of the reasons that this worked as well as it did was that a member of the history committee had been Otto Meyer, and Otto Meyer had been both the director of the Deutsches Museum in the past and also the director of the National Museum of American History at the Smithsonian. And so he had these ties. He was German, but he'd lived in the United States for a long time and was able to build these kinds of relationships. And that continued all the time I was there. I don't know if it continued after that, but I was pretty proud of these international efforts.